Carl, the running back saying you want to run the ball more than you had a chance to do the first couple of games?
You know, it's been kind of hard, especially getting caught in 1st and 20, 2nd and 20. It's kind of hard to run the ball. But I think this will be a good challenge for us, you know, this week against the Bears. You know, it's critical that we get off to a fast start. You know, that way we can run the football.
It's just hard for you to get into a rhythm and put up good stats without getting those carries, though, you personally?
You know, for me, I don't look at it that way. Whether I'm in for 10 plays or whether I'm in for 3. I feel like if I do get a chance to get the ball, I'm going to make something happen. I'm going to try to make something happen. So, you know, a lot of guys are different, but I'm just speaking for myself. It really doesn't take me that long to get going.
Is there anything particular in a running game that can improve? I mean, I know the numbers haven't been good first two games. But is there anything particular you guys are looking at that can improve that running game?
Every phase of it, not just one particular run, all of the runs. You know, it's something we can get better at on a daily basis, you know, that will carry us out throughout this season. It's very critical in this league that you be able to run the football. When you can run the football, that tends to, you know, get the safeties in the box. And with the receivers and tight ends we got, that will allow us to get the balls over the top.
We probably all expected the offense to pass a lot of passing, but is it more than you even thought? Or is it kind of going in here in the game plan, you've been ready for it?
You know what, kind of didn't have a clue. It just boils down to productivity, whatever Josh calls, whether it's 90% run and 10% pass, or whether it's 70% pass, 30% run. You know, it just boils down to execution. And every guy on the team has to take it, you know, upon themselves to, you know, execute. And when you do that, you can it make Josh's job much easier.
How would you explain the difference in this offense that you're running versus the traditional West Coast?
Night and day. West Coast is more of a check the ball down, receivers get to the sticks, get the first down, you know, it's spread. In this offense, spread offense, it's pretty much wide open. You know, you've seen times we'll run goal line in the middle of the field, or we'll, you know, come out in four wide, or we'll come out in empty formations and, you know, motion the backs and tight ends. It's all sorts of things that we can do in this offense that can keep a defense off balance. That's totally different from a West Coast offense.
You know, Lamont's not out there today. Moshon's not out there today. Are you expecting a big workload
on
Sunday?
You know, whatever they have for me. I've been playing this game 9 years now, so I kind of know how to go about it. Whether I got a full load Sunday or whether I'm splitting time with Peyton and Darius, you know, I'm gonna get out there and I'm gonna execute.
With Moshon still out and Lamont being up a little bit, you started the first 2 games. Do you think you have the inside track to be the starter on
Monday? Not really concentrating on that. Pretty much concentrating on get out there and trying to perfect my plays to make this team better, to get this team over the hump and back to where it's supposed to be. We have a great group of guys here at running back, especially three or four guys that could start. And, you know, that just make the competition better. And, you know, we all push one another, and we all looking forward to having a good year this year.
Carell, realizing it's your first year here, there's been talk that, you know, the last few years this team has needed a leader. Maybe hasn't had a vocal on-field leader in a few years. Having played with Brian in Philadelphia, can you just talk about what he's meant to this team, even though it's been very brief, it's early, setting the tone for the younger guys? The intensity just seems to be as the way it always was.
He's just been his normal self. You know, very vocal. Before practice start, I can see him getting the defense ready. He just has a real great sense of urgency. And I think the guys on defense sees that, which is going to help them a lot. But the guys on offense see it as well. When you have a guy that's been playing 13 years at a high level, you know, you don't have no choice but to respect him and respect what he does. And, you know, the guy's a great leader for this team, and he's going to help us in a lot of ways.
Why did Philadelphia fans love him so much?
Because you're going to get four full quarters of some knock-the-head football from Brian Dawkins. He's going to be where it's supposed to be. He's going to do all the little things on the field. And, like I said, he's going to have the defense. I don't know the way to put it, but I guess hype. He's gonna have them fired up and ready to play. And, you know, when you got guys on your side of the ball that's coming downhill and, you know, giving running backs and receivers fits, it tend to get your team going.
Does that carry over? Could you feel his presence at home games, I guess?
You'll get to see it Sunday if he plays. You'll get to see exactly what I'm talking about, just the way he carries himself in the locker room, you know, before the game. And it just gets you going. It's hard to simulate it right now.
Carell,
Corral, considering you come from a very physical team and a physical division, the Broncos in the last few years have had trouble punching the ball inside the 20. And Josh put you guys in pads and wants a more physical team. Do you as a running back want to see the team run the ball more when you're down to the 1-2 yard line instead of going to shotgun and throwing?
I'm a running back, of course. You know, I want the ball in my hands as well as other guys, but like I said, you have to execute on all ends. Can't just be one-dimensional. We always just running the football. That'll stack everybody in there and, you know, get them a chance to stop us. But if you're balanced and you're able to do both, you can keep a team off balance. And I think Josh would do a great job once the season starts. So calling plays down there in the red zone.
You're pretty good. I had a goal line drill. We saw it there. You were pretty good punching it. Do you see yourself as maybe a goal line back for this team?
I see myself fitting in always, not just goal line, you know, empty sets, one back sets, whatever the case may be. It's better to be multidimensional than one-dimensional, and that's the way I try to carry myself is, you know, to be a multidimensional player.
So you feel comfortable down at the goal line?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Your quarterback, I think at the end of OTAs about Oregon leadership, you were saying that he's learning like everybody else. What do you think of him now that you've been through him?
He's progress on a daily basis. You know, I've seen him get better and better, and especially this last game, you know, after that first play, he completed the pass. I can just, you know, see the fire in him, the momentum in him, and I could tell that he's feeling more and more comfortable. You know, once a quarterback is comfortable, that kind of helps the, you know, offensive side of the ball because it all starts with him, and the rest of the guys have to rally behind him and make plays when our numbers go.
Thank you, Carroll.
Mm-hmm. All right.